You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Friday, December the 16th, and you're listening to me, Sven Dankshanks, streaming at RadioAlbion.com. Well, it is Friday, and you're listening to Sven Dankshanks, which means, of course, that Sven Longshanks is not here with us today, and you get solo Grandpa Dan. Hopefully you're not disappointed. Hopefully you won't be disappointed with the show. We're going to have a fun show, even though it is solo and it's never the same when we have it all lonely here. There's no telling what we'll talk about. No telling what we'll do on the Friday Daily Nationalist without adult supervision. But yeah, a good time shall be had one way or the other. So as is customary here on the Daily Nationalist, we've got a news story to discuss. And of course, as you all know, I'm really big on the American voting system because it makes such a huge difference. You know, we had the recent elections here in the U.S. and they may, you know, we had to get the whole messaging that we get at every election leading up to this thing, which was, of course, that this was the most importantest election ever. This was going to be the most important election ever. Look, I'm well into my 50s. And I can tell you my entire life, every election has been the most important election, ever. And of course, this past election was no different. We were told this was going to be the election to decide all elections. Well, of course, Team D did massive voter fraud, and the red wave that was expected because the Brandon administration is so unpopular never materialized. And honestly, it's just like a inter-family squabble. I mean, you know, really, why does Team D even need to, like, do voter fraud to win? It's not as though the bigger, maybe that's why they're allowed to do it, you know? They're allowed to do that because regardless of Team D or Team R, this is just like a fight, a power struggle in middle management. Because it doesn't matter if Team D or Team R is in there, you're going to wind up with the same agenda, whether you like it or not. You know, I mean, we were told that, you know, we got to get the Republicans. Boy, they're going to stop all this. They're going to stop all this nonsense. And I laughed. And me and, you know, people leading up to the election were trying to tell me, oh, no, but this time it's different. And it's like I've been hearing this time is different my whole life. And nothing is ever different. So we had the last election. And the Republicans failed to take the Senate. They managed to eke out a slim majority in the House of Representatives, the lower house, which is supposed to be where all laws, where all bills originate from. They start in the House, they have to go through the Senate, then they work out the compromises, then it goes to the president. That's how it more or less works. That's the Cliff's Note version of how it works. Now, the Republicans are in there. Their term officially is getting ready to officially get kicked off, but they aren't wasting any time. You see, Team R, which is, of course, R, for those of you overseas, they're our version of the Tories. The dreaded Tories in Britain, we have the Republicans. So they're not wasting any time. They're not wasting any time. They're getting on track right off the back. They're going to get, boom, a jump out of the gate on taking care of the issues that are most important to Americans. You see, people went out and they voted, even knowing there was going to be massive voter fraud. They didn't care because this was the most importantest election ever. And they went out and voted for all these Republicans. So the Republicans, at least, even with the voter fraud, they at least managed to take control of the House of Representatives. And like I say, they're not wasting any time. They're getting started right out of the gate with the issues that are most important. Most important to the American people, because we have this runaway inflation. Our standard of living is plummeting. We're working on a two-front world war, possibly more fronts, but at least a two-front world war with Russia and China. Somehow we're going to do this with no industrial manufacturing base and a society and a social order, rather, that is ready to rip itself apart. without any external pressures. We got all of that going on, but you see, the Republicans, they know what is truly important, and they're on the issues that are at the forefront of the concerns of the American people, which brings us to a long way around. Because there's only me talking, we got to take the long way around. Otherwise, the show's going to be 10 minutes long. Which brings us today's highly important story from RT. It's titled, Bipartisan Bill Seeks TikTok Ban in the U.S. You see, you thought you were just worried about not being able to afford groceries. You thought you were worried about, you know, not being able to put gas in your car or buy food. Or any of these other things. Maybe not be able to pay your mortgage. Whatever the case may be. You see, Team R is working. They're reaching across the aisle with Team D to take care of what you're really worried about. TikTok. So the subheading line here, social media platforms with ties to adversary nations would be cut off from U.S.-based business under the proposed law. A bipartisan group of U.S. lawmakers seeks to ban TikTok and other networks they believe to be a threat to national security. The companies could be barred from having any interaction with American businesses or organizations. The bill, called the anti... This is so cringe. You don't realize... These are the kind of sacrifices I make because I have to read this cringe nonsense out. The bill, called the Anti-Social CCP Act, was introduced in the Senate on Tuesday by Marco Rubio, a GOP senator from Florida. A companion House bill was sponsored by Republican Representative for Wisconsin, Mike Gallagher, and Democratic Representative for Illinois, Raja Krishnamurthy. And I'm sure I didn't pronounce that right. And you know what? I don't care. So, yeah, we have this thing here in the U.S. where anything is justified if you just hang national security on it. You know? You say, what's that? What's that? You don't want schools? You don't want schools teaching homosexuality and transgenderism to kindergartners? Well, I'm sorry, buddy, but it appears that you might be a threat to national security. See, that's our values, and it's who we are. It amazes me that they just hang this on here. And I don't know. I guess people are really that stupid that nobody questions this. I don't know. I'm not surprised this was introduced by Marco Rubio because it just sounds so gay from the get-go. The whole thing, in this cringe title, the Anti-Social CCP Act. The Anti-Social CCP Act. You see, TikTok. People putting these little videos on here. And no, don't be going on TikTok looking for Grandpa Dan's TikTok channel because there is no Grandpa Dan TikTok channel. TikTok. These people put these little videos. Mostly it's goofy shit. You know, sometimes it's these extreme left-wing activist teachers talking about how they're turning their fourth graders into homosexuals. But, you know, these people put these little videos up, and mostly it's just stupid stuff, or it's their pets doing things, or whatever the case may be. But you see, it's somehow a threat to national security. This really tells us the level of paranoia, doesn't it? I mean, they're so controlling. We know that with the Twitter file drops, Twitter is just basically a Fed operation. I mean, we know this. I mean, you have all these FBI. I saw a deal the other day. There's a list somebody put out, and I don't know if it's 100% accurate or not, but there's all these Feds. Oh, I'm sorry. Ex-Feds working at Twitter. Elon Musk just had to fire this FBI guy. I'm sorry. I'm doing my fingers in the quotation marks. I apologize. Y'all can't see that, and I keep doing it like y'all can see it and get what I'm doing here. I need to move this on TikTok. TikTok is like the Twitter of video platforms. It's just short. This show wouldn't fit on TikTok. Anyway, so this FBI guy, and they can say ex-FBI guy, but it is I would argue that none of these people really ever ex. They're just ex on paper. It's like, I believe that these mercenaries fighting in the Ukraine, I think they go to like regular military members and say, well, hey, how would you like to like quadruple your pay you know, and for doing more or less the same job you do now. It's like, well, what's that? Well, you know, we'll technically on paper, we'll write you as discharged, but you're going to go over here and work for this private, quote unquote, military contractor, and you're going to go to Ukraine and fight, and you're going to get all this money. See, that's the way I think that works. I think it works the same way domestically. There's no reason to think it wouldn't. Because, you see, you have all these so-called ex-government people, whether they're FBI, CIA, whatever the case may be, and they go to work for these outfits. And you say, well, you know, they're not in the government anymore. But if that's the case, then how come they promote the exact same thing that the government promotes? The guy works in the FBI, and he promotes this certain agenda. Then he leaves, supposedly leaves the FBI, goes to work for Twitter, and promotes the exact same agenda. He does the exact same work he was doing when he was technically employed by the government. He does the exact same thing when he goes over Twitter. It's not like he quits and goes, man, I'm glad I'm out of there. Now I can think for myself. Does this not seem a little strange? Well, obviously, they don't have that level of control over TikTok. Obviously, the rest of the social media companies are 100% compromised. You know, they are. They're obviously 100% compromised because the government has no problem with what they're doing. Now, they're a little stirred up that Elon Musk has bought Twitter, but they're not that stirred up. It was funny that, you know, the whole time we now know from the Twitter file drops, you know, we had all of this underhanded, shady stuff going on and people obviously being banned, the freedom of speech taken away. And they had all these congressional hearings and nothing changed. TMR went up there and made like grandstanding. We just demand you quit. This is just banning conservative voices, but nothing changes. Elon Musk buys it and exposes it. And now they're a little upset and they say there might be some government action have to take place. But obviously you got all these feds working in these social media, be it Facebook, Twitter, whatever the case may be. Now, obviously they don't have that level of control over TikTok. But you see, these people, they're such control freaks. They're so obsessed. They're so paranoid at having absolute control over everything that it really bothers them that apparently they don't have that level of infiltration at TikTok. They're unable to step back and go, well, really, does it matter? I mean, it's like you do these little 30-second or whatever the hell videos on the TikTok, and we're looking at the content, and it's just goofy-ass stuff. People's cats, you know, looking out the window or whatever. You know, it's going to be pretty hard for people to do little 30-second, 1-minute or whatever videos, you know, to, I don't know, stir up an insurrection. Like January 6th. It's going to be pretty hard to do that in a 1-minute video. And instead of just being able to say, yeah, I mean, it would be pretty difficult, you know. We don't really need to have control of TikTok. That's not exactly going to be, you know, the next hotbed of anti-government conspiracy theory or some shit. But you see, they're so paranoid. They have to have, they're such control freaks. They have to control everything. There's just the idea that someone could say something that they don't approve. They can't point to anything. You can't point to anything and say, oh my gosh, this is going on. They're organizing an insurrection. They can't point to any of this. So they just hang national security on it. Marco Rubio puts this cringe name on this thing, Anti-Social CCP Act, and then hangs national security on it. And this is what they're tackling. Let's get on back to the story. The draft law specifically identifies TikTok and its owner, ByteDance, as subject to the proposed ban, but would apply to any major social media network with ties to quote-unquote adversary nations, including China, Russia, Iran, North Korea, Cuba, and Venezuela. The threshold for being blacklisted was set at 10% of the voting bloc being owned by an entity in one of these countries. The sponsors justified the banning of all transactions by the risk that foreign governments could use the apps to spy on American citizens and manipulate the flow of information they receive. You see, it's quite understandable if at this point your head just exploded due to the amount of projection here. Them manipulating the flow of information they receive. You see, we have all these fact checkers, misinformation boards, creating the Bureau of Truth and Safety, and all of this other nonsense. We have the Twitter files dropped that this is what these feds have been doing on Twitter, controlling the flow of information. You have all these bot accounts set up. You have all these shills. You know, you run into everywhere. You run into these shills. And it's like I used to think these shills were just like maybe really stupid people. But then, I don't know, maybe I have too much faith in humanity. Because you have these people and they claim, it's like, oh yes, I don't trust this government. I don't trust this government at all. And they'll point to this or that or whatever they disagree with the government. The government lies to us about all this, but on this certain hot topic issue, which I'm going to post over and over and over and over about, the government is absolutely telling us the truth. And now let me regurgitate the State Department talking points for the 100th time because I'm reasonable. You got all these shills. You got an army of shills. You got all of these feds working on these social media companies. But you see, foreigners could be manipulating the flow of information. I think it's also interesting that the threshold for being blacklisted was set at 10% of the voting stock being owned by an entity in one of these countries. It doesn't have to be owned by the government. They call this the CCP Act. As if like this is being directed by the Communist Party of China. The People's Liberation Army is liberating you via TikTok. No, it's just got to be from people from that country. Now, you see, obviously, if they were held to their own standards, somebody could point and claim that that might be just a little bit racist if you say anybody who is Iranian or Chinese isn't allowed to own stock in a company, or the U.S. isn't going to allow it because you could just be, you know, by the very definition of where you're from, you could be a threat to U.S. national security. But we all know that none of that matters. Looks like we're warming up for a two-front world war with China and Russia. And the only difference between Team D and Team R is Team D shills war with Russia. And, you know, Team R shills war with China. There's literally, that's it. You're going to get a two-front war regardless. I think Team D feels more comfortable shilling war with Russia because it fits in with their anti-white agenda, you know, their anti-white narrative. You know, they feel good. They say feel good with shilling against Russia. They're evil white people. Their Team R shills against China because you see those evil Chinamen over there. We're not racist, but see those evil Chinamen are out to out to spy on you. The risk. They're trying to keep us safe. I tell people this on a regular basis. That, you know, the thing about Americans, and it's kind of been this way again my whole life. There's something unique about the American population. There's something very unique. There's something that sets the American population off from any population of people anywhere else on the face of the planet. And you might be asking yourself, what is that, Dan? Rugged individualism. A pioneering spirit, the breath of free enterprise, the longing for freedom. No, the thing that sets the American population apart from anyone else on the face of the planet is this need for a scary boogeyman out there, a scary boogeyman that's out to get them. I kid you not. I've seen this IRL with people. You know, and you'll be like, you know, you just get past boogeyman, the latest boogeyman, and they're already warming up the next one. And they're like, yeah, well, we got to watch out for who? North Korea. North Korea? What the hell is North Korea going to do to us? They could take our freedom at any minute. I mean, you know, that Kim over there, he's just crazy. He's liable to launch nukes and send his army in here and take our freedoms away at a minute. The American people have this, they just have to have something to be scared about. There's always got to be an evil out there that wants to take their freedoms away. And every single, almost, I take that back, almost every single one of them seems incapable of realizing their freedoms are already gone. And they weren't taken by Kim Jong-un. They weren't taken by Putin or Xi. And yet these politicians run around and point over here, whether it's Team D pointing at the evil Russian, the evil white Russians, or Team R pointing at the evil yellow Chinese. You're not supposed to know. You don't even have any freedom. But you see, the boogeyman is out there looking to take your freedom. This idea that the Chinese are using TikTok to spy on America, quote unquote, from the article, spying on American citizens. No, A, that's just stupid. If you believe that, you're a moron. I'm not the type of person who goes around and like insults people that listen to my shows. I don't. I feel I honestly I say this because I think that y'all aren't stupid like that. So don't take that like I'm insulting y'all. I say that because I don't really think y'all do that. But I mean, seriously, if you believe this sort of nonsense, you're a moron. You know, really, I mean, I don't know what to tell you. You know, you're too short to get on this ride or something. I don't know. But that's just so laughably stupid on his face. The Chinese, see, the evil Chinese Communist Party of China, whatever the hell. The CCP is spying on American citizens. Why? Let's use a little common sense. Again, I think the audience here at Radio Albion is smart enough y'all don't fall for this crap. But just this, we're going to play devil's advocate a little bit here. That way, you know, when y'all do run into morons in your real life that spout this, regurgitate this crap to you, you know, and sit there and say, well, the Democrats stole the election. Yeah, they sure did. Biden's just crazy trying to gin up war with Russia. Yeah, you're right. We don't need no war with Russia. Well, we need to be focusing our military might on the chinks. What? It doesn't give you stuff. Come back. Spying on American citizens. Why? Why would they do that? Why? I mean, really, let's say I did have a TikTok. I don't have any desire to. I don't have a desire to have a social media account at all. I don't need to give, you know, I don't need extra federal access. Get the feds extra access. They want to follow me. Let's say I had a TikTok account. And let's say this is true. Let's say the Chairman Z is sitting around one day and he says, "Shou shou fu shu," whatever. That's my Chinese imitation. And translated, that means he tells the party members, we've got to spy on the American people, especially this Dan guy. There's no telling what he's up to. I mean, what the hell? What information are they going to get from the quote unquote, the American people? What information are they going to get? I don't know, because they're pushing this thing here. Texas is doing, now they're talking about doing the federal level to where TikTok can't be installed on any employee's government-owned device. Well, okay, but why would they need that there in the first place? You know, is the lieutenant governor going to send a message to, like, the governor and be like, you know, a dancing video on that latest bill? Don't you know? I mean, that doesn't even make any sense. What the hell are the Chinese going to have to find out about me that they would even remotely care about? Really, what would they care? What about anything on your social media would the Chinese give an absolute shit about? Nobody cares. Who's most likely, if you're a political dissident and you criticize the U.S. government, because I got no criticism for the Iranian government, the Cuban government, the Venezuelan government, the Iranians, the Chinese, the Russians. You know why? Because they don't have anything to do with me. They don't have anything to do with me. I don't know what kind of government, as far as their system. I mean, I do know, but I don't live under it. I'm not familiar with it in the first person. I'm not familiar with it on a personal level that I live under it. But you see, I don't have to be because I don't give a shit. I don't live under their system. I do know enough to know that Putin, Z, or any of the rest of them have not taken our rights away, have not shut everything down in the name of national security, and are not constantly spying and banning everybody. I mean, really, who? Common sense. Who's most likely to be spying on you if you're any kind of voice, any kind of political dissent? This in light of them going around rounding up the January 6th protesters, anybody who was there. They've even rounded up people that didn't even go in the Capitol just to harass them. Now, who's most likely, if you disagree with the political narratives, who's likely to be spying on you? You know, the Chinese or the American government? Allowing TikTok to continue to operate in the U.S. would be like allowing the USSR to buy up the New York Times, Washington Post, and major broadcast networks during the Cold War, Gallagher said. One thing you wouldn't want is a bunch of racial foreigners owning all of your media, because that would be really, really be really bad. Really bad. Look, the New York Times, I was around during the Cold War, and the New York Times was not anti-Soviet, okay, by any stretch of the imagination. It's funny because back then, you know, we had this whole thing, you had like an anti-war movement, and you had these people because, you know, the adversary was the Soviet Union. You had these people that wanted to unilaterally disarm nuclear weapons. They would go around and they say, you know, we need to just get rid of all of our nuclear weapons, just ours. Forget what the Soviets do, because when they see that we don't have any, you see, they're going to realize that we're not a threat. And they're going to love us. And they're going to take really nice care of us. That's the kind of garbage that was printed in the New York Times. The Soviet Union didn't need to buy the New York Times, because the New York Times was already pretty much spouting their propaganda if they wanted to do that. It's just silly. Now, the same people that back then were saying that we should unilaterally get rid of our nuclear weapons so that the Soviet Union doesn't see us as a threat. Now those same people are saying, you know, really, there's nothing wrong with just being the first to launch nukes. I mean, we could win a first launch nuclear strike. It might be the secret for our freedoms and our democracy. Who are he and Rubio first announced the upcoming bill in a Washington Post article published last month, in which they lashed out at the administration of President Joe Brandon for supposedly failing to act against, quote, the Chinese threat. This is just red meat for morons. It really is. And it's a shame, because conservative people mean well. You know, I mean, some of them are salt of the earth, and I get frustrated because people are stupid, and I don't mean to be insulting, because I these people, and you meet these people, and you talk to them, and you realize they're mean well. You really do. You realize they mean well. They just, for whatever reason, they're not critical thinkers. They don't have the time or the inclination to sit around and do their own research and to look into these things. I try to be understanding. But really, this is just red meat for the morons. The Chinese threat. What exactly? Is China threatening to send arms to Alaska so that they can fight for independence against Washington? Well, no, they're not. That's the U.S. on the other side of the world threatening to do that, wanting to do that for Taiwan. It's like literally everything with these people is projection. The Chinese threat is always sloganeering. You know, it's always just like I'm reminded of that little video clip most of you probably saw where Z confronted Trudeau about, you know, his unprofessionalism and not being able to deal with him because they just run around and tell the media everything. And instead of being able to respond coherently, he just responds with slogans. Well, our values of who we are in our democracy will continue to stand with the Ukraine until child anal is everywhere, and then turns around and walks off. And they're like recordings. They just turn around and spit the programming out. And we hear these people, like they went through the Young Leaders Forum or whatever from the World Economic Forum, the Young Leaders Program. Maybe that is like a brainwashing center. You know, when we look at these people and they're so vile and everybody looks at them and doesn't like them. But maybe they're victims. Maybe they were like taken in there as children and spent like years under torture and brainwashing so that when they get spit out and become put in place as a leader, that all they're capable of doing is, I don't know, is just repeat the slogans. The Chinese threat. Yes, I mean, we're all so threatened from China. You see, if you protest the government, the Chinese will throw you in a special prison. The Chinese are running Guantanamo Bay, and you could get thrown in there. In 2020, then-President Donald Trump issued an executive order to ByteDance to sell or spin off its TikTok business. This was part of making America great. TikTok. A lengthy court battle and several rounds of bargaining followed. The Brandon administration revoked Trump's threat of sanctions, but kept the pressure on. A deal on how TikTok can operate in the U.S. in a way that Washington deems safe is reportedly in the final stages of negotiations at the moment. It's troubling that rather than encouraging the administration to conclude its national security review of TikTok, Some members of Congress have decided to push for a politically motivated ban that will do nothing to advance the national security. The United States, a TikTok spokesperson said, reacting to the new bill, a full ban on TikTok in the U.S. is possible, but not most likely scenario, Bank of America analysts said, as quoted by CNBC last week. U.S.-based competitors such as Meta and Google would stand to benefit most from this, they added. And we have to assume from the Twitter files, because there's no reason to think that's an isolated thing, that both Google and Meta are also basically, in all but name, federal government-run operations. Federal government-run operations. I mean, there's no reason to believe that. National security. I had trouble reading this. You know, national security. The national security concerns regarding TikTok. You see, the Biden administration, they say we're revoking Trump's threat on the TikTok, but we're going to keep pushing forward the same policies. All of this in the face of, we got a collapsing economy. We're stumbling forward into a world war with Russia and China, probably Iran, North Korea, because that's why it's a world war. Everybody has to pick a side. Everybody has to pick a side. And we're stumbling into this world war with two major players. And the U.S. couldn't win, I don't believe, against one or the other, not both at the same time. It isn't going to happen. The economy's plummeting. People can't figure out how to pay for anything. They think if they lie to us and tell us the inflation isn't as bad as what it is, we won't notice. They just lie to us about everything. And what are they worried about? People went out to the polls. They elected these Republicans, our version of the Tories. And what do we get? We get a bill about TikTok. How can you not be jaded? How can you not be jaded about the U.S. election system? It's an absolute joke. People go to the polls. They went to the polls and they voted for Team R against Team D. Why? Because they didn't want World War III with Russia. I guess some of them wanted World War III with China. I don't know. But people really didn't want no World War. They want the economy fixed. They don't want their children and grandchildren turned into trannies when they go to school. They don't want all of this gibberish being pushed on them. They don't want all of this just nonstop, just anti-white messaging. And they go, even in the face of Democrat election rigging, they go and they vote for the Republicans. And what do they get? TikTok ban. They're going to deal with the number one issue concerning everybody, which is you might have too much freedom on TikToks. You see, you could be furthering the Chinese Communist Party. You could be furthering their agenda by doing your dance video on the damn TikTok. It's an absolute joke. I refuse to consider any legitimacy to a system that just refuses to address the concerns of the people. They sit here and they demonize China. And recently they had some protests in China. And, you know, about their zero COVID policy and the lockdowns. And the people protested. Did they get thrown in prison? Did they get beaten? They get shot? No. The government responded and said, yeah, okay, we're going to back off some of these restrictions. You compare that to how these things are handled in the U.S. How did Canada handle the truckers' protest in Canada? Now tell me once again about the Chinese threat because of the TikTok. The national security interests of a one-minute dance video. You see, they could be spying on your dance video or whatever sort of nonsense. It's just more hand-waving and distraction. And at the end of the day, they're just hoping that people think that as they watch their economy collapsing, their freedom erode, their social structure falling apart, they hope that the people will blame someone else. They'll blame the boogeyman outside. And not the people that are supposed to be running things inside. We're going to wrap up on that note. Thank you for bearing with me No, it's not as much fun just listening to me drone on and on as it is when Sven is here. But I do thank you for bearing with me, and hopefully you enjoyed the discussion. I hope you enjoy your weekend, and I hope you'll join us again next week for the Daily Nationalist.
You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.